Eva Corja Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Acordia, the Fulcher Roiv, good the air, Clor Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Bollard, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. We've got quite a mixed bag, which is usual for this programme. And this week, well, we've got one or two favourites because, well, it's the beginning of the year and Christmas is behind us now, and a little bit of self-indulgence from Joe, as well as some requests we've got. And speaking of requests, first of all, before we play anything about requests, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email, and more people are doing just that. JoeBollard2@aircom.net. JoeBollard and a figure 2 at aircom. And do be careful how you spell aircom. It's EIRCOM.NET, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, a little apologies for the voice this week because being Christmas and what have you, it's been, well, a little bit overworked. So I've a slight hoarseness this week. I'm a little hoarse. No, we won't go there. Right, okay. You can also contact me on Twitter. You can become one of my followers. Joe Blogs in Bray. All on word, JoeBloggsInBray. All joined together, Joe Blogs in Bray. Love to hear from you on Twitter. Now, okay, we're going to start with a lively one. It's from the Ardellis Cayley Band, and they're going to get our feet tapping.
Thank you.
I was waiting for a big ta-da at the end, but it didn't happen. It quite often does, but it didn't happen there. The Ardella Scaly Band playing a couple of jigs for us. Now, as I said earlier, Christmas is over, it's behind us, and over the last couple of weeks, I acquired a number of albums, well, two to be honest with you, of Christy Moore, because I mentioned on the programme that I hadn't got a great deal of Christy Moore material, and a very dear friend of mine sent me two albums. On the track of one of them is entitled January Man. Now, I remember this song because I think I played it the first programme on last year's Sounds Irish in 2014. Didn't the year go very quickly? Well, I think so anyway. But this is a clever song, sung for us here by Christy Moore, January Man.
The January man, he goes around in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his clothes and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still to watch the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand and smiles at each newcomer. In July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks and being idle. The August man in thousands take the road to find the sun and watch the sea. September man is standing near to saddle up another year, and autumn is his bridal. The man of new October takes the rain, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and mist, and wind and rain and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. Again in coat and boots of leather, to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. The January man is here the start of each and every year. Along the road forever.
As I said, a clever little song, that one, from a very young sounding Christy Moore. Now we're going to Anne Breen. Now remember Anne Breen, we've been playing Anne Breen on and off over the last 6 months or so. And this time she's singing the praises of Achill Island over there in County Mayo. And this is a bit of country and Irish. And it's become very, very popular here in Ireland, country and Irish music. I've explained it to you before. Oh, one of our new listeners. Right. Okay. Well, country and Irish is, it does what it says on the tin. It's an Irish song sung to a country style. So have a listen to Anne Breen's country and Irish tribute to Achill Island. Breen there telling us all about the wonders and beauties of Achill Island, which is on the west coast of Ireland. But, well, I've got a little confession to make to you. I've been to Achill Island on a number of occasions, and whether it was just sheer coincidence, which I think it was, every time I went, it was a dreadful day. The wind was howling and the rain was lashing in from the Atlantic. And, well, it wasn't very pleasant. And that was even on one July day that I was in there. But nevertheless, it is a beautiful place. And that was Anne Breen's version telling us all about it. Now we're going to a ballad group. We're going to the father and mother of all ballad groups. Yes, you've guessed it. The Clancy Brothers. The Clancy Brothers need no introduction. So Well, I'm going to introduce them anyway, because here, let me tell you about the Clancy Brothers. They started it all. When I say they started it all, they started the ballad boom, as we had it in this country. Well, around the late 50s, people like the Weavers, Pete Seeger, and all those, and then Bob Dylan in the States, started singing folk music and contemporary folk music and what have you. We had the Clancy Brothers living in the US, and they did the same thing, but with Irish songs. And they appeared in Carnegie Hall on numerous occasions and got a full house all the time. And as a result of the popularity of the Clancy Brothers, well, the ballad scene took off here in Ireland. Here they're singing us a song telling us the story of the Wild Rover. Now, it sounds like an angry dog, doesn't it? But it's not. It's this guy goes wandering around the world and he goes into a pub and he wants... Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I let the Clancy Brothers introduce it.
But you know, this is a song called I Never Will Play the Wild Rover No More. Do you know it? An old Australian song.
Can I join in?
Please do. Of course.
Anybody listening?
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never. Where I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay, such a custom as the Clancy's I can get any day. And it's no, nay, never. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, nay, never, no more will I play. No more. Then out of me pocket I took sovereigns bright.
Oh, you dirty pig.
And the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said, lame, were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never. My parents confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they'll caress me as oft times before, then I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never.
A very young sounding Clancy Brothers there, and their, well, version of I Never Will Play the Wild Rover No More. But another group that took up at the early stages and went on for 40, 50 years were the Dubliners. Now, during the week, I got an email from a listener who listens here in Ireland. Well, I had a hunt round and I discovered the Dubliners' version of the Galway Shawl. This is the story of the man who met a girl near Oran Mór in the County Galway, a beautiful village. Once again, we're over in the west of Ireland, and he meets the girl. Now, this is a gentler version than the Dermot O'Brien version, a nice, quiet version from the Dubliners and the Galway Shawl. And I hope that Rose, who rang me during the week about this, enjoys it.
At Oran Mór in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel, she was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and play to please him the foggy Jew." She set me down beside the hearthstone. I could see her father, he was 6 feet tall, and soon her mother had the kettle singing. All I could think of was the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears welled in her eyes of was early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. Said she, "Goodbye, sir." She cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
I liked that, a relaxed version of the Galway Show. Now we're coming to what I call a classic, because whenever people get together, particularly Irish people, we love to sing. We do. And this is a song that whenever we get together, somebody will stand up and sing. Now, I guarantee you may not be Irish, but you will have heard this song. And we're going down to County Kerry. If you remember on the last one, we were in Oranmore in the County Galway. This time we're going down to Kerry and we're having the new Barleycorn from a live recording. And they're telling us the story of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. As I strayed with my love to the clear crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair, like the rose of the summer. Yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair like the rose of the summer. Yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
That's an amazing double album from the new Barleycorn. They play every type of song on it, well worth listening to. Now, this is also well worth listening to because recently I received an album from a group called We Banjo 3. Now, they do everything possible with banjos. They play all sorts of suitable music for banjos, including Irish music and Cajun music, and they mix it all together and they do wonderful things. Here, they're playing for us a song that we've all heard before. I think I did the High Kings version of it a couple of weeks ago. The Rocky Road to Dublin with the American Polka. We Banjo 3. Thank you. Orshiva Geistock Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. More Flying Fingers on the banjo there, this time from Jerry O'Connor. Two pieces, one called Francie Brereton and the other one called Sally Kelly. Fantastic altogether. Now we're going to slow it down because I'm quite excited because yet again I got a disc over the Christmas period by a group called The Alt, A-L-T. And they are a very, very clever group. The thing that appeals to me about them is because I'm a great lover of vocal harmony and I'm a great lover of folk music. And the way they do this, they get a total folk music sound and it's so well done together. Now, this is a song that tells a story. It's just called The Letter Song. It tells a story and you have to listen to the lyrics from The Alt.
My own dear love, I write to you. Religion scarce and preachers few. I trust in God and daily pray. In the lonely mountains far away. When I was on the ice and snow, it rained, it hailed, the wind did blow. You gave to me a parting hand and wished me safe in the Cumberland. Unto this work I give my life. It is no place to bring a wife. The promise that you gave to me, I give it back and set you free. In winter time the wolves will howl, around my door the red men prowl, but for myself I have no fear, I trust in God who sent me here. I am sad to write these lines to you. I have no doubt your love is true. You're free to choose another man, for I will stay in the Cumberland. I've a few more lines to write to you, and then I'll bid a fond adieu. I'll never cease for you to pray in the lonely mountains far away.
A sad little song there from The Alt. And on next week's programme, I'll play another track of theirs and I'll explain, tell you a little more about the group. I think they make a gorgeous sound.